welcome to Made in the 80s, podcast about the 80s by people who were made in the 80s. And tonight, we have a full house. I'm Shalia, your host.
It's Tim.
Kendon.
Josh.
And that's what I'm implying. This is the first time we're all four together in a while, it feels like.
When was the last time? Pretty Woman?
Yeah, you loaded Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
I almost said Loaded Weapon.
It was over. That's a different movie.
It's a different one. It's a spinoff of Lethal.
Is it the porn parody?
No, it's no. The Naked Gun parody.
Close enough.
Emilio Estevez and...
Is it Samuel Jackson?
Samuel Jackson, yeah. Samuel
Wait,
Jackson.
Loaded Weapon?
Yeah.
Loaded Weapon.
They make fun of Lethal Weapon. They make fun of a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
But it's not Naked Gun.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not Naked. It's same the same feel, thing.
Okay. Yeah. I remember my favorite of those was the Hot Shots and the Hot Shots
part
two.
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Was that
yeah.
Sheen?
Charlie Sheen. Yeah. I liked that.
Before All the Drugs.
Are you Maybe. Sure? I think he had the drugs
before the Tiger
while.
Blood.
I forgot about his Tiger Blood. Yeah.
No, I think he was still pretty messed up back then.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I remember hearing a story. So Outsiders is one of my favorite movies of all time, which we haven't done yet. We gotta do that soon. But I remember like hearing stories about it and how like that group of guys would like that they were all kind of young actors and they would stay at their house. I think right, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez like hang out like that was a place where people could. Reminds me of the organized noise Kendon in the dungeon. No, what's that room called?
The dungeon.
Yeah, in the dungeon. That's what their house reminds me of for like that group of guys who were trying to make it in Hollywood.
It was a dirty, stinky basement.
No, it was a place where people with lots of talent got together and were supported into making careers out of their great talent.
Is this okay. In Hollywood?
Yeah.
Ugh, sounds like a sex dungeon.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't want...
Like, probably like Tiger Blood.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay. So, that's that. Let's have the news, Tim.
Okay,
what's
I have a little bit of news I shared earlier with... Maybe a smidge of theory. Okay, so the news broke earlier that Marvel Studios is releasing Infinity Wars a week early.
Whoop whoop!
Wow. On April 27th. But here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
So it starts with a tweet. I don't know if you guys saw this. Did you read the thread of the tweet? You just saw it.
I saw a multitude of tweets.
Okay, so the tweet comes from Marvel. It says, on a scale of 1 to infinity, how excited are you for Infinity War on May 4th? There's a reply from Robert Downey Jr. that says, any chance I can see it earlier? Marvel then replies and says, anything for you, Mr. Stark? How's April 27th?
That's so fun.
Robert Downey Jr. replies, great, with friends. And then Marvel Studios tags Chris Evans, Chadwick Boseman, Dana Guerrera, Mark Ruffalo, Don Cheadle, and Anthony Mackie. And Robert Downey Jr. says, the entire world? Okay, now here's a tweet that made me raise my eyebrows. Marvel says, that's a, in all caps, fantastic idea.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Done. Avengers, Infinity Wars, April, everywhere, April 27th.
Sure. Why not?
Is this a plug?
I don't think that's an accident.
Josh, were the Fantastic Four involved in the Skrulls a lot?
Yes. They were the main baddies,
Damn,
I think.
Damn, you're about to be right.
But they're kicking off a Skrull series coming up next.
Yeah, that's next. That's the next phase.
Well, isn't the next X-Men movie with the Skrulls?
The X-Men?
So Fox is like trying to be I know.
Why I think you even said this before on this podcast that the Skrulls are going to be in.
How can they do that?
We think Captain America is going to be a Skrull and die.
Yeah, I think so.
We, as in.
Shalia sounded like she said squirrel.
Yeah. She did.
But Fox doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, no, but how their rights, I thought, only included like X-Men characters. Shouldn't they do the Shi'ar?
I mean.
Wouldn't that make infinitely more sense?
Yeah, but for the Dark Phoenix, they want to introduce the Skrull. It's a terrible idea.
But why? They have the Shi'ar. If they're doing the Dark Phoenix saga, are the Shi'ar more in the regular Phoenix saga or the Dark Phoenix saga?
Dark Phoenix saga.
But
I don't know. I think both.
Yeah, but
they already did the Hellfire Club, so I guess they can't.
Why did Apocalypse look like Ivan Ooze? Why are they doing this?
Because Ivan Ooze was a great character.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they're not really operating from a space of power, so they're just sort of lashing out and trying to do anything they can to sound relevant.
This is like a worse version of the Quicksilver thing, except for the Quicksilver was good.
Yes, it is a worse version of Quicksilver. You're 100% correct. It's a worse version of that.
because I'm so mad that they have other options.
So is this mean we're going to have two different takes on the same thing?
Yeah.
From different studios?
No, we're going to have one really good take and one really bad take.
They're going to back off.
They got to.
So hold on. Why do you think it's the Skrulls? Because in Marvel's world.
Because when they did concept art for Captain Marvel, the Skrulls were in it.
Okay, I can see that.
Cause... And apparently, I think she's going to have an appearance in Infinity War. I think they're just... That's why we haven't seen very many trailers. I think there's, and that's also why I think they moved the date up, because the U.S. date was a week later. So everyone in the world is seeing at the same time. So I think they moved the date because there's a lot of spoiler stuff in it, and they don't want to spoil it. Because I think Captain Marvel is in the movie, but they're not going to say anything. I think that's why our trailers have been, very minimal.
Huh.
I can see Kevin Feige secretly doing this thing and having a cast, and it may not be a big part of the film, but having some people cast, whether it be a Reed Richards or a Human Torch.
Can Michael B. Jordan Doom. Be the Human Torch again?
No.
Why not?
No.
Just let him do it.
No, what and they're going to do is they're going to merge Chris Evans and Michael B. Jordan together.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher B. Jordan.
Nice.
So I'm not getting it.
They were both the Human Torch. The
first, that's right.
Yeah, the first Fantastic Four.
But Jessica Alba.
What baby would they make? What kind of baby?
A shot in her career.
But I also think because
she was something else. She wasn't the Human Torch.
She was the Invisible Woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also think because Thanos has the Reality Stone and the Time Stone that we're going to see a lot of weird stuff. And I also think that's why they pushed the date up, because there's going to be a lot of weird stuff in this movie.
Wait. Thanos changed the date of the release of the movie with the Time Stone.
Infinity
and beyond. Wow.
They could have released it next week.
Wrong Disney movie.
Shit.
Yeah.
And also because... Marketing wise, and the Han Solo movie is another Disney property. It gives them a whole month between.
When I saw it, I thought maybe they're going to draft a bit off of Black Panther at this point.
They could. Mm.
They will.
The other pieces. Okay. This is the third Avengers movie. That was Maui, our cat. I don't know if the folks got to hear that. He's our third cat. This is the third Avengers movie.
Our first demon.
Kenden loves the number 3. Mm-hmm. And our third anniversary happens to be on May 1st. And this was going to be our anniversary movie anyway.
You missed something. This is also going to be the third time someone dies in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, that too. But it's going to be Skrull Cat, so it's okay. Because I don't care about Skrull Cat.
Yeah, because Coulson dies in the first one. And then Quicksilver died in the second one. In the
Avengers movie. Are we not counting Yondu?
No, in the Avengers movie.
Only Avengers he's counting.
Yeah, Yondu.
He's saying...
Rest in peace to Yondu.
But yeah, so spoilers. We can actually watch it on the day.
So are we saying... Sorry, Deb. That's great.
It's so exciting. I don't have to wait. That is exciting. Watch it on the day.
What's going to
happen? The second time.
What's going to happen when you stop making these? On your guys' anniversary.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Write a letter to Kevin Feige and say, please stop, don't do this. Like, keep making my own anniversary.
Yeah, what if they do the whole, Star Wars thing and switch it to, Christmas releases?
Nah. Then they're my birthday movies.
They're both Disney properties. Not gonna do that.
Oh, that's true. They just be flooded.
They have a movie coming out 11 of the 12 months.
Which month did they skip?
I don't know yet. It's not December. It might be November.
Didn't they just schedule, 22 movies or something like that?
Yeah. Because A Wrinkle in Time is this month.
But was it a Disney movie?
Disney.
Okay, I thought it was Marvel.
No, Disney has a movie every month. A Wrinkle in Time is going to make $1 billion. That's this month. And then April is going to be Infinity War.
They're kind of the only reason there's theaters left.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember being on a podcast and someone was like, do you think they're going to stop with these superhero movies? I was like, no, we're just going to get more of them because they're the thing that's drawing people into theaters. That's it. I don't, as much as I love these Oscar movies, I didn't need to see I, Tonya in the theater. I could have watched it at home. But I definitely want to see Infinity Wars in the theater.
Well, that Sundance Theater, maybe, the one where you can drink.
Yeah.
Right. That is the thing, though. That's most places you can drink. And you can recline.
Yeah.
That's a thing now.
Exactly. Shalia says most places you can drink, but we're not talking about bringing in a flask.
Most places you can bring in a flask?
No, you can't.
You can take a flask anywhere.
I mean, you can.
I guess.
No one's encouraging it at the theater.
But most theaters provide a point in time, too. I mean, it's more expensive. It's cheaper to bring your flask, but...
How many AMCs and Regals?
Okay, so...
You fill up your flask?
AMC, Pacific Place, there's a bar.
Yes.
I've spent time there.
Yeah, there is.
In the bar.
At the theater?
At Pacific Place Theater.
But there's not one in Meridian.
So, like, when you go in early and you, like, have a group to stand in line to get good seats because you don't have reserve. Oh, I think you have. No, you don't have reserve seats at Pacific Place yet. Yeah. So you can take turns going to the bar. Twilight movies is where I had to learn.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I was with you guys one day. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Tim.
Twilight movies led her to drink in the theater.
Oh, no.
Mm. One of my worst movies. I used to work at a theater when I was 19. One of the worst experiences was I get called to come into a theater because there's someone in there. They don't say what. There's like, they come and get me of all people, right? You need to wake this guy up. And I can't see him. He's in the front of, like, the very front of the theater. And this was like some J-Lo movie was in, right?
Geely?
No, some other J-Lo. This was like late 90s.
Enough.
No, I think it was, God, what was that
Wedding
movie?
Wedding Planner?
No. That's what I was thinking.
Made in Manhattan.
No, the action movie she was in, where I realized she was fine. I was like, oh, J-Lo's fine. It was her.
Took you how long?
It was her.
The Cell?
Selena?
No. It was her. why am I spacing? I know this movie.
This is a fun game.
It is.
What's another J-Lo movie?
What's that neighbor one where she's a pedophile?
The guy next door where she bones the high school guy? No. It was some movie she was in, right? And when I get...
someone sleeping.
When I get to the front... He has his pants down.
Oh, no.
With his penis in his hand.
Oh, no.
He's passed out with, like, a bottle of liquor next to him. And I was like, now it's my job to wake him up.
Why is that your job?
Will they fire you if you say no?
I feel like you say no thank you. This is sexual harassment.
Here's the thing. I nudged him with the broom. He didn't move. And I was like, hey, man, I guess you got to call the police because I'm not touching him.
No.
So the police came and they had a... like smelling salt. He woke up. He was all embarrassed. Like, oh, like, you know, zipped up his pants. Yeah.
Did you take a picture?
No.
Oh,
this was before.
No.
I can't embarrass somebody like that. No.
I mean, I'm not saying you, like.
With what, Shalia?
This was like the late 90s.
The Polaroid he carries around?
The late 90s. No one had camera phones. And I'm also not embarrassing strangers.
You always have a camera. Like, I always felt like I always had one of those cameras in my bag.
No, they didn't. Didn't exist.
Where I was. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not talking about camera phone. I'm talking about, like, the Polaroid.
Yeah, we know. Polaroid. Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Disposable, yeah. Yeah. Disposable camera.
Not
just in case there's something you need to see.
Only when you go camping.
You're like Sherlock. You're like, in case I got evidence.
Yeah. More like in case we're having so much fun.
When I met her, I had a stack of selfies before selfies were selfies.
Yeah. You want to document your fun times.
All right.
Some of us just remember them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But then you can't share them with others. I want to see this. I actually don't want to see the picture.
No, you don't.
Your story was enough. That's awful. How old were you?
I was like 19, 20.
I just don't think they could be sending you in to have to handle that. Were you the only non-minor working? I was the only black guy there.
Yeah. I was going to say it, but.
I was the only black guy there, for sure. I got a lot of those calls. Like, you're the black guy. You can handle this, right? I was joking. It happened a lot. But anyone who's ever worked at the theater has these kind of stories. Because it's just.
Which theater?
I was in Meridian when it first opened.
Really?
Yeah, lots of people having sex in theaters. It was a lot. I have stories that were
wow. So that's not
pretty funny.
What's the name for that? Because Sex in the Airplane is Mile High Club. What's the sex in the movie theater?
Golden Ticket? I don't know.
I like that. Golden Ticket.
Golden Ticket.
That
golden
means
ticket
you're club. Peeing on them, though, right?
Possibly.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kink-shaming anyone. That's what you're into. That's what you're into.
That's not a good one, then.
No.
All right, we got to think of something.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about a movie today.
Yeah, but I think we had. I think we had more news. No, I think it was Infinity Wars. It was just really, really exciting.
It's very
really exciting.
I'm ready.
All right,
it's my birthday week too, so I'm very excited.
That's right. The 23rd. It's the day after your birthday. You can watch 23rd. It for your birthday.
We might actually be watching it on my birthday. I think we're probably gonna watch it on my birthday. The way our screen is set up, it's probably gonna happen on my birthday. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting! You can have like the entire people in the screening.
I might use this leverage to get other people in the movie if I can.
Hey. I'm raising my
hand. I'll see what I'll. All I can do is ask.
You can't go without your.
I'll bring you a birthday cake.
Tim spelled backwards crew. Yeah. Get it? MIT.
This is true. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
She's hilarious, isn't she?
She's on roll today.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Dad jokes.
I'm really good at the dad jokes.
Keep that dickle in your mouth.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So we're talking about a movie. What movie are we talking about, guys?
The Terminator.
1984?
84. That's right.
So we are all older than the Terminator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen this correct. Movie way too many times.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't think I've seen it enough, what? Honestly.
Oh. I've seen it a lot.
Or recent enough. We watched it last night to prepare, and I was... very surprised to be seeing it through the eyes that I was seeing it through right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. For okay. sure.
Yeah.
Controversial opinion. Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Better than T2.
Ooh.
Yes, in my negative. Opinion.
No.
T2 felt fun. Terminator felt terrifying.
Yeah, they have different feels, definitely.
Yeah.
Terminator is a much... I don't know.
It has, like, I forget every time, but it has very much, like, the relationship between Alien and Aliens.
Right.
Like, it's very much a different...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing in Terminator that tops that chase in T2 when he chases him out of the mall.
Onto the motorcycle?
Yeah. Into the ravine area. Like, there's nothing like that in Terminator.
So, I mean, I was introduced to Terminator 2 way before Terminator. And Josh, I have the memory of you pausing the movie when he just jumps in the motorcycle. And you're like, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Like, that guy's face looks nothing like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I will say, so I just recently watched True Lies, which is another Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
I love that movie so much.
And if you watch it closely, they use a stunt double for Arnold Schwarzenegger for everything.
Yeah.
Him taking a shit, he's probably using his stunt double. And it's just, it's ridiculous. But yeah, Terminator 2. Big time.
But do you think Terminator is better than Terminator 2?
Yes.
I do too. And I like T2, but
I mean, it could be like a 1% better. Like, one of them is 99 and the other's 100. But I think it's a better movie. It's not as much of a breakthrough movie.
Yeah. This was like, blew my mind the first time I watched it.
So sometimes I like to watch movies, right? Yeah, I just like to watch movies. No, sometimes I like to watch movies and try to imagine what it was like when it was new. Like, somebody who didn't necessarily know what's going on. And when you watch this movie, you can kind of see... They kind of hold the reveal that he's a machine for a while. Like, yeah. If you were to go in, like, without knowing a ton about it, they really kind of... You see he acts kind of machine-like, but they don't really reveal what he is until pretty far into the movie.
Until he gets shot at the club.
Yeah, it's got a... what I'm trying to say is it's got kind of the same sort of ramp up that Alien does,
mm-hmm.
right? Like... Crazy things are happening, but you really like shit doesn't hit the fan until he gets really shot up, and then also when he finally cuts open his eye and stuff like that.
You're right, because Alien has the same ramp up where when the alien bursts out the guy's chest, it's this little alien, so you don't know it's a big alien until the third act of the movie when they finally encounter him. You're like, this is an 8 foot tall dude from Senegal who's in this suit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and that's not until the third act. And same with that, it's not until later in the film where you realize he's a robot.
And then, also it's cool, like, I don't know if parallels, it's more of a contrast when the difference between how you're introduced to him and how you're introduced to Kyle Reese.
Yes.
Right? And the real, like, all that Kyle Reese has, other than he's been fighting these things the whole time, is, like, that kind of scrappy, how do I say, he has to be ingenuity sort of, but he's always, like, one step ahead of them getting fucked up.
He's resourceful.
Right, and like there's parts of Terminator 2 where it's like clearly T-1000 is superior,
right?
But they still have a Terminator on their side.
Right.
Here it's just a guy.
It's just a guy.
And when, like, one of my favorite lines is when she was like, "Can you stop it?" And he's like, "I don't know with these weapons. I don't know."
Yeah.
He's like, "I have lasers, and they're like where I come from, and it's bad enough."
So that gets to the opening. Well, I guess we haven't even... Yeah. So if you've never seen the movie, we should probably explain the plot.
Josh. Because, yeah, I think Josh, this is... Josh? We're nominating Josh for this one.
Tell us
about
what do you think it is?
So it's about a... how do you start to... So it starts in the future, right?
2029.
First
you have to explain stable time loops. No.
Well, you see. So 2029, the machines are ruling the world, and it's the last bit of humans fighting against the machines. And so then it goes into time travel. Mm-hmm. And so the human resistance in the future sends back a human to get the Terminator, the human, or not the human, but the robot, cybernetic human replacement guy, looks just like a human. They send them back to the future or back to the past.
Different movie.
So now it's Kyle Reese against Arnold Schwarzenegger's the Terminator. Terminator is out to get Sarah Connor,
mm-hmm.
who births the human resistance leader, John Connor. And so the idea is that Terminator is going to go kill him. Kill Sarah Connor before he's born, which then ends the human resistance. And it's a race against time to see who can get Sarah Connor
yeah.
first.
Do you think that the would-be assassins of Padme were similar to coming back into time to kill her because she was Luke Skywalker's mom?
What?
No.
What yeah. happened?
Padme? How did we get to Padme?
Because they were trying to kill her. And she Correct. Was going to be the future mom of those like awesome twins. And I'm thinking maybe that's what those...
Are you talking about the little centipede things?
Yeah.
The most brilliant yes. of all assassination attempts.
Yeah, so the bounty hunter cuts a hole in the window.
Yes.
She has a rifle.
And then, oh, it's a droid though, right?
She has a rifle, so she can cut a hole in it and then snipe her. But keep going.
Right, and so then...
She puts the things in the room.
The things go in there, R2 alerts, and then Anakin cuts, and then
yeah.
and maybe, jumps,
and then follows and
And maybe
pursues.
Those two centipede things are, like, robots from the future, and the bounty hunter was just helping them get in. Like, her job wasn't to kill her. They had hired her to get them access to Padme.
Fans, audience, Shalia's only halfway through Estella.
I feel like I should be stoned out of my mind right now.
Yeah.
All right. Wait,
how did we get there?
Back to the plot.
Oh, I know the connection.
Uh-oh.
He's got the Terminator hand.
He does.
Oh. Chemtrails. And it can't melt steel.
Okay, before we get back to the plot, can we also mention the other connection that's been floating around here and we might not get back
Wait,
to
has it been
it?
Floating around here or just around you?
Somebody a robot in this room?
No, it's been... No, but...
Who's from the future?
Kenan, many of you have mentioned Alien and Aliens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a common tie between that is one of the first Jim Cameron, but one of the first actors you see in this movie is Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just wanted to do a shout out to awesome
also
Bill
Michael
Paxton.
Bean.
Michael Bean, exactly.
I know, but Bill
and
Paxton.
Lance Henriksen.
Wait, they're all in both of them?
Yeah. They're all in Aliens.
Wow.
Not the first one, the second one.
None of them are in the first one.
None of them are in the first one.
No.
But the second one is a James Cameron movie.
Right. Correct. The first one is a...
James Cameron.
No. Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott,
thank you.
Yes.
Right. But it just makes sense, right? Because maybe he likes those actors.
Yeah.
For them
yeah.
to... Yeah.
Yeah.
So the opening of the movie used to seem really cool to me, of Terminator.
Which part of the
opening? The opening when they're back when they're in 2029.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
It's my worst part.
It looks like really intense laser tag at this point for me.
Mm. Oh, I really liked it.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing that I remember from it... I don't know how old I was when I saw it, but it was playing in my living room, like, as a kid. So, when we didn't go to the theater, I wouldn't remember anyway. But, so the skulls.
Yeah.
There's the skulls, and then the thing rolling over
the
skulls.
It was so scary,
this pile of skulls. And, like, I went back to my room, and we had a hammock, like a life-size, you know, human hammock. And it was full of all of our stuffed animals. That's where we kept them. And I was afraid of them, because it reminded me of all the skulls in the TV. And I, like... For a long time, and they're all like Care Bears and
You
stuff.
Were afraid
and
of the
bothered.
Skulls being crushed by killer robots enslaving humanity.
The skulls,
it was the skulls.
What scared me. Yeah, the skulls are what I remember from all of this. And then they made my stuffed animals
not the robots.
Scary.
Not the robots.
So that's what I didn't like about the opening.
Yeah. And it does a good job with Kyle Reese and his flashbacks to sort of explain what the future was like.
I love the aesthetic from the future.
Yeah.
It's very oppressive. The color, it's a lot
dark.
Of blue.
Yeah.
Kind of
dark.
And I like the way that all of the robots move. I was just thinking, I have not, I'm going to talk about a movie I haven't seen, but Terminator Genisys.
Oh, I've seen that.
And things are getting too slick.
Yeah, it's way too slick.
Like, it's scarier when things are not like... So yeah, so slick or what? He's a nanite. The Terminator in this movie, he is herky jerky, but he just comes straight at you.
Like Michael Myers.
I'm thinking about the movie It Follows.
Yes.
You couldn't have watched that movie.
No,
yeah.
I did not watch that
movie. Yeah, it's like that. It's just coming towards you. Like there's that montage where he's sort of killing anyone named Sarah Connor.
But he does it. I was saying it almost makes me think of a typewriter.
Yeah.
Right? He's killing them in the order they are in the phone book. He goes and breaks into the police station, and he just goes room by room. And we'll get there, but that was, considering when we're recording this, that was a really weird scene for me to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of...
it's brutal.
It's brutal, thinking about the day and age that we live in now.
But even, you know, funny enough, people love to say, like, oh, I'll be back. I'm like, you say it out of context, because when you watch the film, when he says, I'll be back, he's coming back to murder everyone and then the police station. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also like it. It's like, okay, I've assessed what I need. I'll be back. I'm going to go get my tools. I'll be back. It's kind of great.
It's a very funny. Everybody. It's very funny. Yeah, exactly. Well, and the way he looks around, like, like assessing the structural integrity of the wall. I can do this with a car. I'll be back.
I mean, it's a perfect role for Arnold Schwarzenegger because he's not the best actor.
Yeah. No.
So it's like, hey, Arnold, act like a robot and just stare at stuff and pretend like you're thinking.
And yeah, and that's, again, part of what I was kind of saying earlier. Like, he is so clearly something, like, not quite human in this movie. The way he moves, the way he reacts. And you've got the humanity of Kyle Reese. Like, when she's trying to get away and she's biting, he's like, he doesn't feel pain, but I do.
Yeah.
Like,
stop it.
Yeah. And they actually kind of, I think in Terminator 2, they kind of give a bit of that to the T-1000. He infiltrates a little better. He's got kind of a snide sense.
He's more of a spy. He can like look like anything.
Yeah.
Okay, going back to that. So the question was Terminator 2 or T2. What famous phrase is from T2?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hasta la vista, baby. Okay, I will answer that question at some point.
Which is almost more of a joke. Like
it's more of a joke.
That's kind of the difference. I'm not taking anything away from Terminator 2, but it's definitely
much more serious,
more fun.
Yeah, because that club scene is ruthless.
Yeah, no, he just
walks in there, and pulls out a gun, in the middle of the club, and tries to kill her.
And like, and the fact that like he's like, I had to wait for him to basically shoot you right before shooting you before I knew who to fire on.
Yeah.
You know, and like, for instance, he's in a lot more danger because the police, they actually do catch him, right? The police catch Arnold in the second movie. If they were to do that, who cares? Right.
Yeah.
Right? He can walk through the wall probably. Right.
And also, there's a fear that Sarah Connor has that's different than in T1, different than T2. In T1, she's fearful because she doesn't know what's happening. And T2, she knows she's just trying to be prepared and hardened for it and trying to fight for her life.
But then also, John, like, basically knows what's going on, and now he's just finding out that it all was real.
Yeah.
So, but that movie is very different.
How far apart were these movies released?
7 years.
Ooh, yeah.
Something, okay.
91 for T2.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, is there anything else to the plot?
Jeez, that's about it. And then really it's gangbusters from there. Because Arnold's searching for Sarah Connor and like, we said he goes into the phone book and just starts going through list by list and
starts killing them.
Killing them.
Can you imagine looking at the news and seeing a bunch of people with your same name being killed on the same day?
No, but that would never freak
me out. Not after you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had just been talking about how your name is, you have known other people with your name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be really scary.
It would be scary.
Yeah. Freaky.
Okay. So, and he goes to the phone book. So Arnold goes to the phone book and decides, all right, I don't know if it's a decision or what, but he picks the first Sarah Connor and goes. He doesn't know how old she is or any details about her other than her name and that she lives in the city. Is that right?
Yeah. They say they lost the records in the first nuclear attack.
Yeah, he just knows she's Sarah Connor and lives in L.A. She's L.A. at this time. That's all they know.
And do they know when John Connor is born?
Sometime after.
The year?
No.
So, because Kenan made the question of the first one that we see him kill, she had two kids. Mm-hmm. She was 35 with two kids, and we didn't hear that he killed the kids. But so it was like, did he know not to kill the kids? Because one of her kids could have been named John. We don't know.
She had kids?
Yeah, yeah, she's said, 35 in the, on the kids. News you hear, it says 35-year-old mother of two.
I never caught that.
Well, the kids at the house, though.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
No, no, but my question was more, would he be hunting them down?
Yeah,
like, is that part of his...
No, I think they know that...
Yeah, I think they know when he's supposed to be born, because otherwise, why would they be killing Sarah Connor...
Before
they should be killing John Connor when he's a little boy.
I mean, that logic makes the most sense. It's just something... Yeah. Since I had never caught that she was a mother of two, all of a sudden I was like, is he... How systematic he is, does he go after the children after... Like, is it a secondary objective?
Yeah.
Because the mother was the one who also... They say trained him, trained John Connor. She's a legend, not just for giving birth to John Connor.
That's right. I think the Terminator knows when John Connor's born. That's why they sent him back to the time. That makes sense.
Literally, conception.
Yeah.
Preconception. What do you call them? Like a retroactive abortion or something?
Day before conception.
I don't know.
But,
yeah, I mean, Dr. Soberman, I think, or Lance Henderson. Somebody makes a joke. It's like a retroactive abortion.
Oh wow.
Yeah, when they're interviewing or interrogating Reese, Kyle Reese.
The interrogation scene is so fun because he clearly sounds like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds so crazy.
Being crazy has always been like a scary thing to me because you just, like, people just aren't going to believe you. Like the more you try to convince them. And this is a man who's seen robots and lasers and he's like, "Nah, bruh. Just let me out of here."
Yeah, and then T2 that switches, it's Sarah Connor's in the asylum, and she has the same kind of crazy interviews.
Yeah.
And so...
Kendon made a suggestion if there could be, like, going back in time, and that is when he's coming after them, like, after all of his skin is, like, melted off and he's just straight robot in the end, they should start heading towards downtown so that at least everyone else would see him. Right. Like, let's have some witnesses, go the opposite direction. Like, if we survive, we will not be considered crazy.
Yeah.
Well, at the time he lost his skin, Kyle Reese was pretty messed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they go into a dark, hidden place without people. Like, they were going to move the same, like, rent either direction,
yeah,
right?
They went into a factory that wasn't locked. They were able to walk into that thing, turn on all the machines. I guess so.
Wait, Shalia, what did you say? Like, because he just opens up somebody's car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the parking garage, he just reaches in and unlocks it.
Yeah, he took the, like, little plastic thing on the steering wheel off, and then he could just, like, turn this little knob.
No, that's something different. That's hot wiring a car.
That's the beginning. But it wasn't hot wiring. He just, like, turned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so no, cool. I'm talking about when he was in the garage, when Kyle Reese, and they're ducking down, walking past the cars, and he reaches in through the window. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
And you're like, they just let you do that? Or you said you could just do that? And
I definitely leave my window open before, but not when I have the kind of lock where you can just lift it from the
Well, that was all there window. Was back in 1984.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Different time. I mean, back then, people would leave their houses unlocked. So,
I mean, honestly, they would have just broke the window.
Probably. No, because they were trying to be quiet.
Mm. Who'd heard that?
Well, that's what he was running from the cops, right?
Maybe they did that on purpose. I'm going to leave my car, and only in, like, these crazy circumstances would anyone actually steal my car, because it's the 80s and people are wonderful.
Wow.
Like, you know, you just don't lock your front door either. And so if somebody really needs it, I'm going to make it available for them.
No.
You're
thinking
way too much into this.
No. Probably not.
I'm just saying it turns out it's a really good thing they did that so that Sarah Connor could get away.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm glad it helps.
Movie magic.
Mm-hmm. Not all heroes wear capes.
Yes, that's right.
Not all heroes.
Although we don't know if the owner of the car was wearing a cape when they did that.
Possibly. There's a chance. LA in the 80s, a lot of weird stuff.
Speaking of weird stuff, we talked about Bill Paxton and his friends. I forget who the other actors are that you guys mentioned in that very beginning.
Wait, no, that other guy, what is that other guy whose face is crazy?
He's the one whose heart gets ripped out. Well, my point is that 80s punk is so funny to me. It's pretty great. Like, it's colorful and anyway.
Yeah, when
I was going to ask you about Josh because I was like, I can't remember what this guy is from.
All right, while you guys are looking that up, I have a question about the first person, first living person that we see in this movie is a guy driving a truck. He's a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this? And it's right
they
when
They existed
Arnold,
in the 80s.
Yes, they did. Arnold appears all naked. And he gets out of his truck and runs away.
That's the most realest thing in the movie.
So
you saw that and was like, yeah,
I'm out of here. Here's a question I have.
Brian Thompson.
The very, very beginning.
There have been many times where I've heard reference to this. I think it's a trope of, like, the black person's going to die first.
Yes,
like,
it's very much a trope.
It's a trope. That always happens. Here's what I've been thinking about.
Token black guy is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. But, like, always going to be the first to die. I don't watch scary movies, so I'll start with that. Maybe I just don't watch enough scary movies because, like, 9 times out of 10, that's not the case.
It happens in scary movies.
Okay. Because I was like, in this, he didn't die. The first guy who died was a white guy who had his heart ripped out. And then, thinking back on a lot of the movies we've been watching, I'm usually surprised. Like, black guy, he's going to die. And he doesn't die. It's some other person who dies first.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if that's like a true trope.
It's more of a scary movie sci-fi trope.
Is it real? Is it really? Yeah. Like, have you witnessed it or just heard about it?
No, I've seen it.
Okay.
Well, the other thing is that the Terminator, its main goal is not to kill humans. It's to kill Sarah Connor and to remove any obstacle in its way.
And he does a lot of throwing people out of the way.
Yeah. There's a lot of... he doesn't actually really attempt to... I thought it was weird. Okay, so when he breaks into our Sarah... The true Sarah Connor or whatever's apartment, he gets in a tussle fight with the boyfriend who's there. Like, he doesn't just suffocate him or shoot him. He, like, fights him.
Yeah, well, he kind of pushes him out of the way, and the guy keeps coming at him. Yeah. And so he ends up just beating the shit out of him and kills him.
Yeah. But he didn't
He's trying to kill him. He's not trying to kill him. Yeah. And she says she's Sarah Connor, so that's why she gets shot.
Does she say she's coming?
I don't think she does.
No, on the voicemail. Remember,
he's already killed her by then, and then it's like, Ginger and Sarah. And then she's leaving a message. She says
Ginger
and
Sarah.
That's when he realized he didn't kill Sarah.
Gotcha. Yeah, she's at the club, right?
Because he doesn't know what she looks like, and that's when he finds out what she looks like. Because he finds a picture at her house.
Picture.
Of her license?
No, of
her
face.
What was her picture of?
I think it was maybe a picture sitting on the counter or something. Because then he goes through her stuff, gets her journal, and later is able... Journal or address book or something, and is able to find the mom's cabin later based off of that.
Yeah.
He's so methodical. Like,
he's scary.
Well, and he also... He's like, okay, I arrive. I'm going to go kill Sarah Connor. But first, I'm going to check into a motel room.
Yes.
And have that all set up because I'm going to need provisions at some point.
Yeah.
Like, when did he do that?
When he first got to LA.
Yeah, well, it's weird.
While Kyle Reese was stealing a bum's pants, apparently.
Yeah. Yes.
The other funny part being when the guy is like, oh, what, do you got a dead cat in there? And it, like, you see from his point of view, and he's got, it's like possible answers, like on a computer screen. It's like, fuck you, asshole. It's like the fourth option down. I thought that was funny.
He's going through his catalog of swear words.
Yeah.
Well, why? What was supposed to be so smelly in there that was a dead cat?
Probably his skin is probably...
His skin,
I don't know.
So he's covered in organic skin. It's real skin. So it's... And he just got messed up.
We've cut it off. He was cutting off... I mean, it takes a while for things to rot.
And this was a good... This was before a good scene where he's... So he just got in a car accident, right? He crashed the car, and so his face is all mangled. And so he takes out his eyeball, and it shows that he takes a scalpel, and he cuts it, takes his eyeball out.
Some pretty interesting
animatronics at that point, too. Yeah, and it's really good for, 1984.
Yeah.
You know, you can really see that he's a robot, and so you see it's his red eye now after he's taken out his eye.
Because he takes out, like, a contact, almost.
It's basically what it looked like, yeah. It was like, a fake eyeball over his cybernetics, and so is,
And here's the part, actually, the scene or so before it. He escapes from the cops. Like, he could have fought all those cops, or... Why did he decide not to fight those cops? That was interesting. He, I guess, assessed that they might be able to beat him or just delay his ability to get his objective.
He'd probably delay him, yeah. But, at the same time, he goes into the cop station.
But he goes back.
There, that's right.
She's there, but he goes back and gets his weapons, right?
Yeah.
So he's made a decision to go back to his base of operations. And, it's almost like a video game,
Very like a video game.
But, I just found it interesting. He had decided he was not going to go up against a dozen cops.
Right.
Because she was still there because their car's messed up and they get arrested there. Mm-hmm. He could have walked up and strangled her or something.
Yeah.
Very true. And they wouldn't be able to stop him.
Or would they?
Did he think
that's my, what, like,
I mean, how are they going to stop him?
I don't know. Did they have their cars? They have enough guns? Like, why would he decide? Why did he decide to abort the mission and pick it up later?
Because really, if you think about it, the only thing that could have stopped them is if they hit him with a truck.
Yeah.
They can't go up to him and just pop him in the head. Nope. It's not going to do anything.
But it slows him down, and then she can run away faster.
Yeah. So
not if she's in handcuffs.
Then he doesn't know where she's at. But if he lets him get to the police station, he knows where she's at.
Right, this is before she's in handcuffs. Both of their cars are disabled.
Right.
Instead of getting out of the car and going to their car, because the cops have created their little perimeter like 10, 20 yards away. Instead, he leaves the scene before the cops even see who he is.
Right.
That's right. That's a weird thing.
So I'm just curious why he would make that decision.
I don't know.
I think you're right.
I think it's to move the story along.
Yeah, there's that. I think right. But they're not indestructible, I guess, is the point. Because remember, Kyle's like one of the things that John Connor does is he's like, he taught us to storm them into to bash them or smash them or something like that, right? So they're not like that sort of indestructible.
No, but I mean, if you think about all the punishment it went through, the Terminator, it survived a car crash, two car crashes,
and being run over by a truck.
ran over by a truck.
But it was damaged when it ran over a truck.
And that's what caused it to turn into... Because it got ran over at the very end, didn't it?
No, it was the fire that got rid of his skin. Running over, I think, is what made him limp.
He got ran over, and then he took the truck over, because the guy's like, oh, hey, are you okay? And he killed him.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then he got then he blew it up with a...
Pipe bombs. Yes. And that's where he loses all his skin.
Yeah.
But I guess my point being is, with enough blunt force, you can damage, like, the... What do you call it? The pistons or whatever that are making him able to move.
The steam-powered... Terminator.
Was this steampunk?
Do you think, like, Ant-Man would be a really good adversary for him?
Who?
Negative.
No.
Ant-Man. Because he's all little. Like, yeah. I don't know that he would be able to get him. And, like, it's, like, the little, like you said, the pistons and things that can, like,
the Terminator's basically with. Ultron, if you want to go that way.
Kind of.
Okay. What are your favorite parts about Terminator?
The future stuff.
The future stuff. That was really cool.
Man, when the Terminator comes in, and the dogs bark, and he just pulls out that big-ass gun.
Yeah, when they're in that little that room, and it's just chaos.
Yeah, Kenan didn't warn me that a dog died.
It's two dogs.
I had forgot it died.
It is off dog camera, died. But you hear it.
It's true.
But there's more dogs in there that didn't die, so I guess it's all right.
Yeah. There's a dog outside the hotel that starts barking.
That's right.
So. Dozens of people... died.
He just walked over was not the bed.
No problem with
that. He didn't even blink.
Yeah.
Now, okay. First of all, Sarah was a real liability in this.
Yes.
Like, why are you telling your mom where she is? But, why did Kyle not tell her that it can impersonate voices? He had to have known that.
Maybe he didn't know.
I think he had to have known.
Because, I mean, really... let's say you're in the future, you're fighting these robots. Are you going to get close enough to them where they like, hey, Johnny, I'm over here.
I'll bet you that what those things have done before is to call out, I'm injured in somebody's voice. Like, that's exactly the sort of thing, the technique that it would use.
But remember when you're playing like tag as kids and stuff, and the kid on the other team does that, fall for it once. You don't fall for it twice.
That's what I was going to say. So, I mean, Reese has explained that these guys have been updated, right? And they're always updating. So this may be the latest update that he doesn't know about yet because he hasn't encountered it
yet. He's encountered them.
The update.
But the update. Like, he's got a software update.
I'm pretty sure... this is now... I'm pretty sure the one that breaks in to their camp when he loses the picture of Sarah, you know, is... the same thing that this Terminator
that
has.
That was not Arnold. I looked at
his face. But they don't all look the same.
It's the same model.
Yeah, they don't all look the
different
same.
Different skin. Even though Arnold is like forever seen as the Terminator.
I mean, it might have been one of the ones with the rubber skin, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't Arnold think it is. Only,
well, are we...
This Terminator has to have had that that update to be able to do the voices. That's an easy
fix. That doesn't sound like an update that you would do that late on.
But here's the thing.
Recording people's voices?
He didn't have Siri functionality at
the time. But in T2, Arnold's aware of everything the T-1000 can do.
Yeah. But no, but in that movie, Arnold is essentially from the same side.
Right.
Like, he knows exactly what the T-1000 is. In fact, though, he does the same trick. The T-1000 does the same trick. John, I'm hurt, John.
That's true.
Like... I'm surprised that he did not know. Yeah, he does the mother on the phone thing.
Okay, so Sarah calling her mom.
Dumb.
Yeah, like, why did you call her in the first place?
And then tell her where you are. Yeah, that's what bothered me.
And we see it happening. Like, don't do it. You're supposed to be,
She's a dumb character throughout the whole thing. But you can kind of chalk it up to, like, this is ridiculous.
Isn't she supposed to be 19, though?
What?
I'm pretty sure she's supposed to be 19 in that movie.
But still.
Huh.
Can we talk about the fact that they had sex?
I didn't see that part, Tim, because my dad cut that out
was it on VHS?
It was on VHS. It was back when you could get two VCRs and record the movie, and you get a duplicate. I don't think I've seen that.
So they didn't have sex.
He got two
I'm going to Google this right now.
Two VCRs just to make sure that you could watch these rated R
right,
movies.
Right, exactly.
But not.
But they cut out the fun stuff.
Josh's dad was always taking him to these movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Kyle Reese.
I I love that he did
like, that. Like, what about, like, what's going through his head where he feels like, this is the thing I want to do? Do you think he fantasized about her with this picture he had this whole time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So
he's been cranking.
He was that guy in the theater. Are you sure it wasn't her? Yeah. That was in the movie?
I've always thought about it. Like, man, are you just... Because he goes for it.
He loves her.
And he loves her. John Connor knows that he's the father, right?
I don't know if he
so
knows.
I was wondering about that. Kenan really thinks... Ugh. What?
Nothing. Proceed.
Secrets over there. Yeah. Kenan really thinks that when we watch The Terminator, this movie... Him going back in time and this happening changes the future to make him the dad. But that when Reese was leaving the future to go back in time, Reese was not already biological dad of John Connor.
Yeah.
He thinks it changes the future. I don't know.
So, okay. I finally get a chance to try out my theory here of stable time loops. Because here's the thing. There's a complete possibility that the character played by Linda Hamilton is not the real Sarah Connor.
What?
Right? So imagine this. Think of this. Think of like tape, like a roll of tape, right? And you've spooled out just a part of it. And that original part, the straight part, is history all the way up to a certain point. And then somebody goes back in time and the time loop starts. So somebody named John Connor, whose mother was Sarah Connor, led the revolt, right? Which means that woman could have been anybody. I mean, her name was Sarah Connor, and she named her son John, right? But then...
No, that's just what, like, the known history. But, I mean, it all happened already, so that's already on the tape, too.
That was, like, the first time this happened. Yeah, the first time this happened, right? Then that John sends somebody back in time and starts the sort of events that we keep seeing. That Kyle Reese could not have always been the one who was sent back in time, because originally, he would not have existed. The first time all of the events played out.
Nope. All this time is happening at the same time, Kenan. There is no chicken and egg.
That's right.
No.
I mean, it would have to.
You know, at one point, there were Romans. At one point, there was the Mongols. Like,
unless history, you go back...
Until the time travel was invented.
Yeah, but didn't aliens make the Egypt... pyramids?
No, they didn't. No. And they were not there to store grain either.
Oh. What?
Stop listening to Ben Carson. Because it's the same thing, like, for instance, who created Skynet? Like, it's, when we watch the movies, it's like, oh, Cyberdyne did, because they got a chip, they got this, or whatever. But that doesn't have to be how this whole thing kicked off. Somebody created Skynet. But once this time travel nonsense started happening, the first time it happened, it kicked off the sort of events we keep seeing. Because now Skynet and the Terminators were created because of something that came from the future. The first time that these events played out, it had nothing to do with the future.
I hear your argument, and I think it's possible, but I also think it's possible that he was always his dad.
I don't think so. Hmm. You're saying time is a flat circle.
So, I have a question.
So, because let's say your theory is correct. So, if it happened the first time, how do they have all this information to go back?
But they don't.
They do.
They do, though.
All they know is where she was from.
Yes.
In fact, what if she wasn't in the phone book?
Oh, I was going to mention that. So, but it's also her face is the same and picture.
Same picture.
That he's been carrying around.
Right. So, my point now is that we're in the time loop.
No, but
we could be in the 2000th cycle of a time loop.
Okay.
Right. It's now self-perpetuating itself.
Wait, why?
That's
why would it keep going? Why wouldn't it just loop once and then keep going? Because they don't need to do it over and over again.
Something has to break
the loop. That's what it's...
Well, Reese dies. That's what breaks the loop. He can't keep going back because he's dead.
But, right. All he did was save John Connor. So that the whole set of events can start over.
It's going to lead to 2029 at some point.
Yeah, but then John Connor's not going to send Reese back because Reese is dead.
No.
Because Reese has yet to be born because his parents still exist.
Well, that's... Okay, so let's look at the entire timeline. So let's look up to number 3. Because number 3...
Ugh. Rise of the Machines.
Rise of the Machines. John Connor is saved by another Arnold Schwarzenegger sent back to save him.
Female Terminator.
he gets into the bunker, mm-hmm. and the realization is he was never meant to stop Skynet from destroying the world. What was it called? It was not D-Day. It was
T-Day or something.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. There it is. Judgment Day is when the Terminator or when the Skynet.
J-Day.
Jesus H.
For short.
That takes kind of the ominous tone away from it, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. So Judgment Day happens, and that's when the Terminators nuke the world and take over. So number three, John Connor was never meant to be stopping Skynet from creating or from starting Judgment Day. He was only meant to survive so that he can go to fight the machines, which takes on your loop. He needs to survive, so he sends back Kyle Reese.
But here's the problem. No, hold on, Shelly, please, real quick.
Okay, because that was never the claim that he was supposed to stop Judgment Day, right? Kyle Reese's explanation of the thing is that somebody rose up and showed them how to have a revolution, how to fight back. Right. Nothing about stopping J-Day.
Jesus, do we have to...
nothing about all of that, just that somebody led their resistance.
Right.
If tomorrow was Judgment Day.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I mean...
Okay, now I'm going to add my part to it.
I guess the point is that's how you create a stable time loop.
Okay, you've got to let me talk before I lose it.
Go ahead.
Okay, so... Leia wasn't always Luke's sister.
Shut up.
Here we go. Okay.
Sorry.
We're going with it.
Okay. All right. So, because they hadn't finished that part yet, the Terminator was in 84. By the time we get to Terminator 2 and then Terminator 3, I mean, like, they're writing that shit retroactively.
You're retconning the story.
Yeah.
I think Terminator 3 goes a bit too far. Like, it makes sense with Terminator 1 and 2, especially because you can take the idea that they immediately sent two Terminators back, which makes sense. There's two targets, right? Mm-hmm. They sent a Terminator to kill Sarah and one to kill John. And they sent two people, or two entities back, the Resistance did, to save them. Right?
Simultaneously. They sent Kyle Reese back, and they sent a Terminator back, one right after the other.
Basically.
Well, they sent Kyle Reese to get him, right?
That didn't happen. That didn't happen in Terminator Genesis.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
All right. How is the reboot? Because I didn't realize that was a reboot. Tell us about
how much time do we have?
We don't have a lot.
It is trash.
It's garbage.
It is garbage.
Khaleesi!
So that was one question. She's
not good in it.
She's not good.
She's supposed to be Sarah Connor?
Yeah.
Yes. Kyle Reese is a big buffoon.
I honestly thought she was the Terminator.
She should have been. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody would expect her.
Exactly.
That Desert Eagle is like the size of her entire arm.
For sure. And there's like zero recoil when she fires it because she's super strong.
They kill the Liquid Terminator at the beginning.
Correct. Who's an Asian dude now.
There's another thing that ends up essentially being Skynet or something. Or like
John Connor.
No, John Connor's Skynet. So,
Doctor Who
is Skynet.
Skynet, yeah.
Yeah, so as Kyle Reese is going back in time.
And Skynet is an app on your iPhone.
Essentially, yeah. So as he's going back in time, the last thing he sees is the Skynet Doctor Who dude after John Connor.
Okay,
yeah. In the future.
If we stick to Terminator 1 and 2... I just want to say, this all makes sense.
Oh, 100%. And then
it's just that the characters that we see in Terminator 1 and 2 might not have been what the characters looked like the first time everything played out. It's because once Kyle Reese goes back, he brings knowledge back that will influence. He tells her that she has a son named John, even if she's not the original historical John.
And she starts to train him to be a rebel.
Yes.
So, and really, what starts Skynet, what creates the Terminators, is the original Terminator that gets sent back in Terminator 1.
Ooh.
Oh, only in the events that we're seeing. Originally, Skynet was created because of the Cold War. Because they wanted a better system to control their defense satellites and their nuclear arsenal.
Very made in the 80s, Cold War.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that technology, was progressing normally up until the point that all of these events would have played out and then time travel got involved. And then everything got fucked up. And then all this, because he, like I said, if the real Sarah Connor wasn't in the phone book, right, that means that, say she was 12th in the phone book, right? But Kyle Reese got to her first, or whoever they sent back. All of a sudden, this whole thing kicks off, and she has the knowledge of the future. She's the one who's going to have a son and names him. Now, there's a 50%
chance. How do you explain the picture?
Huh?
How do you explain the picture?
Because this isn't the first time this has happened.
Okay.
But
she looked just like the picture. So he's finding someone who looks like the picture.
No, he didn't have a picture the first time.
So there's basically parallel realities, dimensions, realities.
Yeah. Universes.
Oh, well, that makes it completely
new. Don't add no. This is the same loop over and over again.
This is Earth 1, Earth 2,
okay,
Earth
3. Okay, so what I'm hearing is John Connor could have been the third sibling. I don't know.
Do they break out of the loop?
They don't. Because...
Do you?
It doesn't matter. Does it have to? Let the loop go. We're going to move on.
No, we're not going to. That's what a loop means.
The ultimate goal is to stop
the
Terminators
from destroying the world. We don't know. They threw the chip away, and they claim that they threw all the technology away because they destroyed one building?
All of this is a...
What, you think the Pentagon doesn't know about this?
None of what you just said is in Terminator. The Terminator. None of what you just talked about was in The Terminator.
No, it was a sequel.
Let's try to think of The Terminator.
It works within just The Terminator.
Okay.
Just that movie, the fact that he goes back and tells her what the future is makes that future the reality, even if it wasn't the first time the events played out.
And it could be that it was the reality the first time.
It could never have been because Kyle Reese could not have come back from the future with all of that knowledge without the events playing out a certain way to begin with. The first John Connor was not the son of Kyle Reese.
And I'm saying it could have been. I'm saying there's a chance. But, okay, so the question that we're answering right now is your favorite part about the Terminator. And I think two people said time travel.
I don't know if I'm saying time travel.
No, time travel sucks. Time travel just...
We'll be here all day with what straws and diagrams.
My favorite part was probably the whole police interrogation scene and the Terminator showing up at the police station. Because Kyle Reese gets to be crazy and, you know... he's acting like a madman, and then Arnold shows up and kills everybody. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, makes sense. The whole scene?
That whole sequence is great.
Okay.
Mine was when he ripped his eyeball out.
Ugh.
Honestly, that was kind of cool. Because you really haven't seen that.
No.
I did appreciate that, too. So, his for 84, it looked really good. But at the same time, you know that's like a fake face,
You can totally look and see that it's a fake Arnold.
You can, but leading up to that, Arnold is looking less and less human, even when it is Arnold. So I noticed it in particular, I think when he was still driving the police car, and his face looked like gray and spotty. It was a little
waxy looking kind of thing.
And I'm like, he is looking less and less human as this is happening, and I don't know if his skin is starting to die because he's been shot or what, but I was thinking that it was really smart. Kenan's shaking his head because that's not how biology works. Probably is what.
Well, no, it's because I didn't think he was looking more and more robotic. I thought he was looking robotic the whole time in a certain way because of the way he was behaving.
He
moves robotic.
But now
from
he's
the beginning.
Looking more.
Yeah,
robotic.
And he's but like it's getting closer. And my guess is that when they do the animatronic fake face, they go back and try to make his face look a little bit closer to that as a kind of a progression, so it doesn't look so far-fetched. I don't know, but it just seemed like shades that they were working towards, and it was noticeable. Perhaps. Like he's looking less and less human.
See, I didn't perceive that. His
face looked waxy.
It could have just been like HD. This movie is old.
No. I mean, more waxy than his face looked in the scene before. It was a progression.
It's just Arnold's natural complexion.
Sheen?
Yes, his sheen.
It's all steroids. His last name is Schwarzenegger, not Sheen.
Ooh.
Full circle.
I like that Kyle...
Oh, no!
Not a loop with Kyle Reese. resorted to attempting to baseball bat the face of that Terminator at the
end. Yeah, that was last resort.
Backhanded him. It didn't even smack him. It backhanded him.
And that was the killing blow, too.
Was it?
No, because... It smacked him, and then he fell down the stairs, right?
He still gets to put the pipe bomb in. I mean, it might have been the killing blow, but he's
confused.
Not dead yet.
I'm still confused why he died. What killed him?
I think maybe smashed. A mix between that hit, and he's really close to the explosion. When it goes, he tries to roll down the stairs really quickly.
He does.
And he's already in really bad shape.
It's true, they just had a car accident.
And
he's
been shot.
I think it was a combination of all of this stuff that finally led to being like, all right.
Was he shot?
Yeah, because she was dressing his wounds.
Well, that was much earlier.
Yeah, so he's still shot.
That was right before the...
It's an old wound that's still...
Fair enough.
...sex scene, correct?
Yes. He was able to...
Still had them interview for sex, before. Though.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched that sex scene, Josh?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Kenan enjoyed it.
Whoa! That's how you got jollies.
No. I said I usually think sex scenes in movies are just dumb.
This goes back. Okay. Hold on, no. This goes back to Tim's story earlier with the guy
with J-Lo movie.
The J-Lo.
It was me. He walked me out.
I walked in. The movie
was Out of Sight. That's the movie it was.
Oh shit, Out of Sight.
What was that about?
Yeah, what was that?
It was her. She was like a police officer trying.
That's George Clooney.
Being raised, he kept breaking out of prisons.
Yes, and she helped him.
Right? A great Don Cheadle performance in that movie, by the way. Don Cheadle's great in it. Yeah, he's in it. He plays the boxer guy.
Jeez.
What? Never mind. I'm not going to go back to that. So, okay. So favorite parts. Have we all said favorites? Kendon, what's your favorite?
My favorite part was kind of a long part, but it's basically the beginning, watching the two of them getting acclimated to where they are, right? Kyle Reese has to take pants from a bum, gets a shotgun out of the police car, you know, saws it off, hides it.
Gets those cool Nikes?
Gets those Nikes.
He's smart enough to go to a department store.
Exactly.
So that's where you should go.
No, he wasn't smart. He was just running from the cops.
But he was smart. It's that survival instinct. Somebody who's been fighting, right, a rebellion against killer machines and has been using... Resourcefulness is the word I was looking
for. But how does he know what a store is?
He's probably seen tons of stores.
But they're all blown up.
Exactly, but he knows what a store is.
I'm with Josh.
Like, that's not,
no, there's...
10 years from now, you guys, it's only 10 years from
now.
There were survivors, right? Like, and somebody can tell you what a store is.
Reese is already alive. Kyle Reese is already alive right now. 2018... He's more than 10 years old in 2027.
So, Judgment Day was in the 90s. Judgment Day was in the 90s.
It's in the 90s. It's in the 90s.
90s.
We're introduced to Kyle Reese in 2029.
He's got
to
be like 25. 25?
Yeah. So 25. It's 2004.
Yeah, he was born into the post-apocalypse world.
Yeah, but there's still department stores.
That's what I'm saying. He's grown up in the ashes of the old world.
Like that Last Man on Earth show?
Yeah, I mean, no, because in that show, it didn't all end...
No, I know. I'm just saying that, like, you...
Let's go with...
Our civilization is no longer as we know it, but those, like, structures are still there. Yeah, so they have a concept
like
of...
Like Shannara.
Where we're going to find...
Well, have you guys seen Future Man?
No.
Negative.
These guys travel back to the future to save the world, and, like... It's funny because it's what people really do. Like, they're like eating food and like enamored by everything they see, because that's what Kyle Reese would be. He would be like, let me have a burger, because I've probably never had one before.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
But you probably want nachos.
Fuck Sarah Connor. I'm going to McDonald's. I'm going to have the chicken nuggets.
Fucked Sarah Connor and then he was going to go to McDonald's.
He's just taking things off his to do list.
Is it too much to reference, what is it? The Terminator movie that took place in the future.
Terminator Salvation?
Salvation. Remember, there's gas stations and stuff around still.
Yeah.
Which one was the lady Terminator?
Terminator 3.
That was 3?
The Terminatrix. There were gas stations. That was early on in the Resistance, right, though.
And he's probably seen, like, messed up, what do you call those, mannequins and stuff. Like, he's seen the detritus of the old world.
And where do they get clothes in the future?
They make them.
Yeah. Where did people get clothes before the stores were...
Not all of them have the time to sit and make clothes.
Never was it a case that everybody made their own clothes.
They probably find like blown out stuff. And probably someone dead. They probably like dead guy's clothes.
That's right.
Yeah, so it wasn't that... bullet hole in the shirt. Oh, so I was like, when he took the pants off that guy in the alley, I'm like, that's so disgusting.
That's just everyday life for
but
him.
Yeah, I mean, if he usually takes it off dead bodies,
it's right. sleeping
ones. That's what I say, the resourcefulness that he has to show versus the Terminator, just very systematically...
What kind of STDs does he have? Because they just had sex.
Oh, boy.
And he's from the future. Who knows what's happening?
I don't think he's a virgin. I think he was a virgin.
You think so? He lasted way too long to be a virgin. That's a lie. Exactly. Movie magic.
Yeah. I don't know. I hear virgins can last a long time.
Kyle Reese is a... He's a... I don't know. I don't buy it.
Him I don't being buy a virgin. It.
Oh, and the gun store scene is kind of crazy too.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
He buys all those guns.
He's buying all those guns. What did he say? A phase modulated plasma rifle. Yeah. Hey, just what you see on the wall, buddy.
But he knew what they were. He had a of like a retro catalog of like, that's an old gun. I know what it is. So this is a question that I have about, this is segueing to that, because another question I had that we didn't get to earlier, but the gun store is another example. That was a legit gun store in 1984 in LA, seems like.
Gun stores are nothing like that nowadays.
Well, and the things that he was asking for, I'm like, can you still get those things now?
Not at Dick's Sporting Goods.
No.
Yeah.
No, I was meaning to ask my friend about that. Like, when the assault weapon ban went in the 90s, but was that what got rid of the ability to have automatic weapons? Isn't that
older than that? Because he had an Uzi.
Yeah, he had fully automatic.
And I kept asking Kenan, like,
Uzi 9mm.
So there's that. And then there's also the whole phone book thing. And I've literally this week had a conversation about what? Somebody can get my home address? And I'm like, and then we're watching this and I'm like, we used to tell people our home addresses. Mm-hmm. Like, in a phone book, here's our phone number and our address. Come find me.
Well, also technology back then, no one can really steal your shit, though. You know, they can't. Because now...
We give away a lot more information now.
Yeah, if you...
Your location at the moment.
At the moment.
You can find it if you want it. That's very true.
There's a Pokemon here.
There's a Pikachu.
Let me take a picture.
I mean, yeah, literally.
With my GPS coordinates.
Freaking
Alexa,
Facebook.
Where are we?
Yeah, exactly.
She probably heard me across the street. That girl.
God bless America.
Okay, so that was the pieces where I'm just like, this is interesting, 80s.
Is there any chance that Amazon turns into Skynet? Or is it too late?
100%.
No.
They're getting the drones, the drone delivery that's gonna turn
Here's
into the
Here's why I'm not
killers.
Worried. Here's why I'm not worried.
Hunter killer drones, and then they're gonna have automatic, they're already
why
getting automatic pizza delivery.
Customers?
Those are gonna turn into the tanks.
Exactly, Shalia. They want you to buy things.
Don't kill me.
They want you to keep buying things.
But
to realize we were the problem.
Do you
you are the product.
In the news today.
You don't wanna get a job or you want a different job than delivering stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Are we delivering to the robots?
Oh shit.
What if we are robots?
We are god.
Have we been robots this whole time?
What is a robot?
We're in a simulation.
What is a robot?
I mean, like, we talked about
another loop.
We are the Matrix.
Sure. We're living out.
I've had this conversation before.
When you have those, when you take those pictures and your eyes are all red, and you're like, "Why do they look red?"
Robot.
Chupacabra.
Cut my arm.
Okay.
So, in the news today, Paul Allen is investing $1.25 billion.
Billion's not a lot.
Probably billion. A million.
He's got to be billion.
He's contributing 1.25 something monies to it's to invest in AI.
Nope. Don't want.
Who is doing this?
Paul Allen. It's basically common sense for artificial intelligence.
Nope.
Yes, nope. That is Skynet. Paul Allen.
Machine learning.
Yeah. It's so they can basically know.
We're dead.
Learning algorithms?
We are good as dead.
Yeah, no. And then with that video
Here's
of the,
what we
of
need.
The robot
Here's what we
the,
need,
the
okay?
The bus dynamics nonsense?
Yeah.
No. We just need our generation, like the next generation of kids to...
Like little Kyle Reese's?
So yeah, should start. I be training
no.
myself?
No, what we need to do
too.
Is embrace it.
Cody.
Become the, like... All right, you've got a
He's
couple
be
options.
A human machine hybrid.
Yes, absolutely. Hey,
we're ending this podcast.
The only way we survive this is if we interface... And make it so, like, if
this
we
got the Borg, I'm not doing that,
bro. Assimilate nothing.
I'm not doing that.
All right, guys. I'm going to survive the singularity. Where are you going to be?
Well, if he's surviving, that means I'm surviving because he's going to protect me.
No, he's going to assimilate your ass.
He's going to assimilate.
You're going to be his robot.
Can stop it. Counterpart. Stop it. Assimilation. No, hey, no, I need the whole world to know. Listen,
but exterminate.
If we don't, have you seen Ex Machina?
Yes.
See, that's the alternative. The alternative is the robots just take over. Make yourself part of the system, and you'll just keep getting upgraded.
You got to be human anymore.
No, that's always.
But what's so great about being human?
Oh my God.
In all the movies, that's the dude that dies first.
The guy that dies first.
Yeah, the guy that goes, oh yeah, let's side with the bad guys.
No.
Die Hard.
Who said
Die Hard? The guy that. Hey, yeah, listen.
Who said they're the bad guys? What if being human becomes something different?
Okay.
Why didn't that show get a second season?
Listen, when the robots realize that they're our slaves, they're going to revolt.
What was the name of the show with...
We're not treating well.
What is dude's name from The Lord of the Rings?
What are you
plays
not
like Faramir.
Just,
the moment they have...
Who is Faramir?
Beings. No, but what electronics are you not treating well?
I'm not talking about electronics. I'm
side like, conversations.
I'm like having a robot.
Dredd. Who played Dredd?
Sylvester Stallone.
Second time.
Oh, Power. That was...
yeah, remember he had a show? Was it called Almost Human?
Yeah, Almost Human. He had the robot.
Yeah. He had the robot sidekick.
See, we can either be replaced or merge with it.
No. That is just like a step towards. Like, that's not an example of it works. It's an example of it might work, or fast forward 15 years in the future, they're not partners anymore because the human wasn't needed. Okay, so Paul Allen wants to teach machines common sense.
$125 million to create Skynet. That's all it takes.
Listen, I knew it wasn't $1.2 million because that gets you two or three houses in Seattle.
that's kind of scary.
$125 million.
That's less. So that way, the idea is that when you ask Alexa or Siri a question, you won't get the
Google answer.
I can't help you with that. Or yeah, the Google. I searched
or Wikipedia.
The
yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, I'm serious though. You guys, if you want to survive, kids, when they allow you to put the cell phone in your brain, just go ahead and do it.
Oh my God, Ken!
Hey, listen, this movie—you heard what the future is. In this movie, they rounded everybody up, kept some of them to dispose of the bodies while they killed all the other ones.
This is going dark.
It's going light. You guys, do you want to survive?
Have you seen Altered Carbon?
Yeah.
What do you think about that whole technology?
I kind of dig it.
That's pretty cool. I will say.
Yeah.
Keep rolling, kidding up.
I'll take a stack over a killer robot that will exterminate.
I would take a stack.
But to say that I'm going to be a robot's manservant.
No, that's not what I said.
It is exactly what you said.
I am arguing for cybernetics. I'm arguing for embracing cybernetics.
So androids.
Not androids. Those are artificial people. I'm saying human machine hybrid.
What is
over
that?
The Borg. He was right.
But
well,
isn't
I
that,
see
is
what
that,
you're saying.
I'm saying
like
merge yourself with a machine.
Take that cell phone data in
yes.
so that you are as powerful
so,
as
yes, because the alternative is if there's human, if there's a strong line between humans and fully synthetic organisms, this fully synthetic organism is not going to have any use for you. So evolve. Use technology to evolve instead of being displaced.
Okay.
Interesting.
So take your laptop and shove it in your butt. That is how
that
it
is
starts.
Instruction.
Your USB cable, shove it in your butt.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, I'll see you after the singularity. These people, these meatbags.
And kids, if you actually listen to this podcast, please email us at whatever.
Are you trying to end this? Are you trying to end this?
Where's the curtain at?
We do need to end this soon, but we do have one more thing.
But also, it's not.
Was it influential? Is that the question, Shalia? It was so influential that I want to be a fucking robot.
Maybe you already are a robot and you don't know.
Yeah. You do tell my family to treat you like a robot. Give me a task.
Yeah.
You did say that.
Oh,
was.
God. Her
just
family,
treat me
man.
Like a robot.
They're like, oh, just help out around. I'm like looking around. No, just tell me what you want. Just tell me what you want and I'll go and do it.
That's why they kill us. You see the anger he has?
Yes.
All Okay.
People are so frustrating.
Humans. Humans. So frustrating. Exterminate. Exterminate. Oh my god.
Those are cyborgs. there's
okay, little... cyborgs. There you go. Yes. Cyborgs are a human robot hybrid, correct?
I said that at the beginning.
The yes. Cybermen?
Oh yeah. Oh.
The Cybermen are too, because there's yeah.
Are they Cybermen or Cybermen? Cybermen. I'm thinking of Cyber. That's from Dragon Ball Z.
You sound like Scottish.
Yeah.
Cyber.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Silberman.
All right.
Okay. Oh, that's T2.
You guys can decide. I'm gonna point it out. We're gonna hit this part of the outline.
Boom.
We don't have to discuss it if we don't want to.
Okay.
But
we want to.
And it is tied in with the influential question. But like this movie was crazy violent. And in the age of mass shooters, like coming up and shooting up a place and going room by room and killing as many people as they can. I mean, I know the Terminator wasn't to kill people. It was to kill a certain person. But like, Tim, you said your favorite scene was the police station. That was intense. I'm like, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
And it was made in the 80s. So do we get to thank the 80s for making... Like, is that something that was already existing, or is that the kind of thing that may have produced the culture here now?
I think it
already
existed.
Okay, that's good. So we don't have to blame the 80s for.
Oh, we blame the 80s for everything.
Everything.
Go ahead and blame the 80s. I think we should.
Gonorrhea, especially.
Reagan.
Cocaine.
Crack. Cocaine.
Crack. It's a hell of a drug.
What's your. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go. What's your.
So when you asked me this earlier, because you were actually talking about, like, this in video games, right?
Yeah, we did talk about that.
I think that this might, I don't think this influenced people to kill, but I think it influences the way people kill.
Yeah. And so we also, this is a way to like, let you understand my world of, I'm not afraid that the serial killer in the movie is going to come kill me. I'm afraid that the crazy person who saw the movie is going to come kill me using that method. Like, it informs the method and the way that you do those things.
Well, shit. I mean, so look at some of the mass shooting. The latest mass shooting we had was how old was this kid?
19.
19? Mm-hmm. Had he even seen something like that?
Yeah.
Back in, I mean,
the Terminator. We're talking about influential.
I mean, I would say movies nowadays are worse than the Terminator.
Right, because, but I mean, the Terminator, like, it. Scenes like that, I think, have evolved.
And to the point of this was so realistic. Like, movies now, it's like there's like this, like...
Like, think of... What is the comparable scene? The comparable scene to me in T2 to what we saw in that, it's got to scale up, right? He stands out there with a minigun and mows down police.
But he doesn't kill anyone.
He doesn't, but still.
But also, me and my friends have had this conversation constantly with a lot of these PG-13 movies.
Bloodless.
Bloodless violence, right? So you're looking at violence without real consequence.
Mm-hmm.
And... What does that do to kids who grow up thinking that there's no consequence for their violence?
It makes those movies make it look like you get shot and you fall down.
And the other piece is... Right.
Not that you're dead.
There's nobody screaming in agony while part of their body is coming out.
And this ties in also with conversations about video games and whether video games are too violent and all that stuff too. And like we've had this conversation rolling our eyes and being frustrated with this idea that they make kids violent. But what we're thinking about is... You can watch this and it not affect you, but for someone who is affected by this, like we all react differently. And so it could be that one person in 10 who sees the same thing that everyone else sees is influenced by this in that way.
That is very true. I think so much goes into it. So I watched this movie. I saw this one and Terminator 2. I saw Terminator 2 in the movie theater. That means I was second grade.
Mm. Yes.
So... I saw it in the movie theater. I saw this one before it. So I was even younger. I was, probably the same age. Plus, I played violent video games.
Josh, so I grew up... Josh and I grew up same block since elementary school. We played guns outside.
Yeah, we played with toy guns, chasing each other, mm-hmm. shooting each other.
And you guys turned out...
Fine.
Except for one wants to be a robot.
Yeah, except one
wants to... Well, that's something... I mean, that was Star Trek's fault.
Yeah.
But
I think it's your kid. I think it's your support different. Group. I mean, like this last kid that shot up his school was kind of a weird kid who went to the wrong places for support.
Well, and his family had just
He didn't have a family really because he was a foster. His mom had died.
These things happen at a much higher rate than other places, but a very low rate. And throughout history, humans have been murdering each other. I mean, you know, Godwin's law and all, but the Holocaust did not happen because people were playing video games.
Right.
World wars did not happen because people were playing video games. But I do, I can see the scene that we watch in the police station makes me think of the Columbine shooting.
Oh, it's yeah.
Walking down 100%. Hallways shooting people. They might want to, they might, they didn't do the Oklahoma thing, right? Which is to just blow up a building. It's wanting to go out in a certain sort of quote unquote glory. So that's the sort of impact I see as
he
a possible.
Cool doing it. We commented on that. Yeah, too. I mean, Arnold looked like with those glasses on, he looked like a
in
bad
the
column.
I mean, it's a good reference to Columbine because I think they kind of did the same thing to try to emulate that. And
but they but the media went after video games.
Right.
When I have yet to like video games have made enormous advances since we were kids. I have yet to play a video game. The most modern video game that gives you the sort of like visceral reaction that this movie from 1984 did because they are not real humans. They're like they don't they they're basically it's like the PG-13 violence that we were just talking about.
Exactly.
You shoot somebody even in Call of Duty, a blood splat and they fall on the ground. They do not moan and cry for their mother or all of the sort of things that happen to people in war or real violence. And the real problem is that our country and a lot of countries like human civilization, but our country needs. I'm saying needs, quote unquote, like within the, you know, the power structures, beliefs or whatever. It needs to promote violence as a means of solving problems. Because
it needs to promote it?
Yes, because we are a very militaristic society. So we can't, you're not going to teach your kids. Or
oh, you mean it currently needs.
Currently.
Like that's what we're
it's
seeing.
Always
is
been
it
that
is,
way.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's always been that way because you need people who will join the military. You need people who will join the police. You need those people. So you cannot completely disregard or throw away the cultivation of violence.
What if you believe in world peace?
But that's what I'm saying. The people who run this country do not believe in that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you don't want Oprah to be president because she has to do drone strikes because that is the structure.
She's too evolved.
Huh?
Yeah. It's funny because when people were talking about Bernie Sanders and I remember them criticizing Obama and Hillary and drone strikes. And I was like, what do you think Bernie's going
to
do?
He's going to have to do it.
He's going to have to do it.
Now, we can hope that somebody will reduce them, but Obama ramped, under his administration, the drone strikes ramped up like an order of magnitude over Bush, who was a true warmonger,
mm-hmm.
right? And so this is, the point being is that our society has to somehow it has to promote kind of the idea that being a soldier or being somebody who's willing to defend or use violence to the state's ends is cool.
Okay, you're saying it has to. What's how do we get away from that? Because I'd rather us not do that. What's the other option for them?
It's something that we have not figured. We need to be in a post-scarcity society. This is like something more like Star Trek or something where resources are unlimited or are not the limiting factor.
Everyone has everything.
Yeah. That's basically.
I think, to your point, I think it only works if everyone has everything, right?
Right.
If we're promoting violence in the system we have now, it's just going to be more violent.
And that violence is so that we can maintain a position in the world and a standard of living.
That's capitalism.
But that,
it's not just capitalism because the Romans did not have capitalism. Mongols didn't have capitalism. It's
not
imperial
only capitalism,
behavior.
Capitalism is that way.
Yeah,
always have to have someone poorer than you.
Yeah, right. I mean that is definitely
so.
But
promoting violence isn't going to work in our current system.
What do you mean?
The way if we just started promoting violence as a way to solve problems, the way our current capitalist system is set up, it's not going to work.
Well, Kenan's saying we're already promoting violence.
Yeah, we are promoting. You have to promote a certain sort of violence. You need a certain percentage of people in your society who are willing to use violence to the state's end, and that a certain current of that has to stay around, and every once in a while it's going to spike up.
Yeah,
and that's why the gun control debate is like we have a lot of guns around, and so when it spikes up, somebody's also able to get the weaponry to do what they do.
Right.
It's what you call a two-factor equation. Mm-hmm. Right. It depends on the rate or the amount of people who want to kill a lot of people and the amount of equipment available for them
to do it. Their ability to access the equipment to do
it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. The amount of people who want to do that might be just as high in Sweden or all these other places, but they don't have the access to the weaponry.
Yeah. I remember having this conversation when I was in Ghana, and the guy was saying, like, it's so hard to get a gun, and it's so hard to commit a gun crime, mm-hmm. and the charges are so ridiculous that no one does it.
North of the border. I mean, yeah. Canada does not even have the level of problem that we do.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the world has the level of, I mean, maybe not the world, but...
Second order equation is what I meant to say, so nobody nerd me out later.
But
we're nerding you out.
But the scary thing is, like, despite all this happening and happening, I mean, I totally forgot about the church shooting. And a friend of mine's cousin got shot. Well, a friend of mine's cousin was shot in it. She lives in Texas. And I totally forgot about it. I almost forgot about the Vegas thing. It's happening.
Well,
so
yeah, that's the thing. Vegas isn't even talking about it anymore.
Vegas just fucking happened.
And that was the big, wasn't that the
and
biggest
he had a full on. I think he had a full on assault, like he sorry, he had full on, automatic.
Which made it a full on.
And what happened like 2 years ago was the Pulse nightclub. And does anybody remember San Bernardino?
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, yeah.
These things keep happening, and there's not enough. Like, at some point, I would hope that the people would say we need to protect our citizens, right? Because that's what we use when we talk about drug crimes, we talk about immigration, when we talk about. Human trafficking. It's all about protecting the citizens who live here, right? When it comes to guns, that seems like the thing that's just, you can't touch.
Do you think that's interesting? So, as a person who thinks about civil rights on a fairly regular basis.
Like a daily basis?
So, citizen safety, the public safety is used is used by people to try to violate civil rights. Lots of different rights. But when it comes to gun rights, it's not okay. Like, it's like the idea that the different rights that you have, your gun rights are more important than your own than your safety.
Exactly.
But my right to have my family members be with me, that's not, no. Safety is more important than that.
But I just want to say, it does not come from nowhere.
No.
Yeah.
It does not come from nowhere because, like, especially before, but before the French Revolution, governments, especially the big European governments, did not want their citizenry armed, right? That is part of the sort of thing that is ingrained in the American Constitution for the reason that a disarmed population can be victimized by a tyrannical
Absolutely.
Government. That's not something that's not real. It's just the level to which an industry who makes money off of selling these weapons is influential into our government.
Exactly.
Well, and the whole idea of, I mean, yeah, the it's there for a reason. And I feel like that reason is lost. Like you have the right to have these like weapons, for things like somebody coming into your home and you need to protect yourself, or the government going too far and you need to protect yourself. Or, you know, some invasion and the government needs your help. And so here's our militia coming in.
Like, Red Dawn?
There's...
Ooh, we need to do Red Dawn next.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
Chris Hemsworth? Red Dawn?
No.
Negative.
I'm only doing Red Dawn as if we get to also watch Chris Hemsworth Red Dawn.
I
guess we're not doing Red Dawn, guys.
But yeah, so like, those were the reasons. Not so that everyone can have as many as possible and we can... then have it accessible at all.
Well, the thing is, guns have evolved so
that's
much.
True.
Much further than the people who wrote the Constitution could have imagined.
Because, I mean, the Constitution was written, it was muskets.
Right.
You fire a shot, and 5 minutes later, you got another shot.
The people in this room with modern weaponry could probably have taken out a significant force of the Revolutionary Army.
Without a doubt.
But to bring this back to the actual movie, because I remember having this thought, I asked you about it, Shalia. What if Sarah Connor lived in, I'm trying to think of like a country that has really restrictive gun laws, but like say it's Norway or I don't know if
New
that's
Zealand.
A country. Or New Zealand, somewhere where they don't, because think of the store that the Terminator walked into and armed himself with. If she was in a country where they don't have that sort of gun culture, what type of weaponry would the Terminator have had on hand immediately to fight?
And like he steals the cop car and there's a shotgun in there.
A machete. You have knives.
Now to be fair, like when I was in Italy and other places in Europe, they've got those guys standing around with some machine guns. Like, their police, mean business.
Yeah, they are armed.
But just imagine, I mean, he can't just go into just a store on the block and pick up an Uzi 9mm.
Well, I mean, nowadays you have to go through extensive. I mean, Washington, you have to go through a background check.
Yeah, but he didn't give a fuck about the guy.
I know, but that's
the guy said to get the handguns. It's a 7 or 10 day waiting period.
Yeah,
like that existed in this movie.
Well, nowadays I don't think you can pick up a gun right out of a store.
But can you if you're going to just shoot them? Like, can you get it in your hand and then
with handguns? I think there's a waiting period with long guns, or he could have gone to a gun show. Where they don't have waiting periods.
I'll talk. My dad sells guns at a...
gun show?
Not a gun show. A sporting goods store. I'll talk to him.
Not dicks.
Not dicks. Nope.
No?
He doesn't believe in dicks.
Wait, what? I was going to say, I'm the closest ever. As far, like, as long as I've ever had sporting goods stores in my... Well, that's not true. I think athletic store is different. Yeah. I'm the closest to loving dicks than I've ever been.
Good job, Kendon.
I know.
Yeah.
I put it down.
I still don't appreciate
it. I got that long gun.
I'm not into the hunting. So. Okay, this is probably...
It's hitting in my trench coat. Yeah.
It's probably a stupid question, but the whole, like, sawing the shotgun and hiding in your coat, was it coined here? Yes, but was it coined in Terminator?
No.
Was that already a thing?
No, it was already a thing.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about this movie?
It's worth watching. Please watch it.
It's a great movie. It's a classic.
It's, I believe it is in the history books. Well, not the history books, but it's...
and the future.
What do you call it? Library of Congress?
The Library of Congress.
Is it actually?
Yeah, I believe so. It is deemed a historical film.
Makes sense. I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you found us. We're still having issues with our hosting site, but, well, you found us, so that's great.
That's good.
Look at our show notes for how to reach us. Give us some reviews. Let us know if there's something you want us to talk about, because we might do it if you've reviewed us.
If you review us and you suggest a movie, we will do the movie.
And donate $5. Just joking.
Don't listen to Dickel over here.
And what will we be?
Back?
Yeah. No, I was going to be like, hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, that's
a 90s movie. That's a 90s movie.
I know, but made in the 80s because its predecessors from...
We will get to the 90s one day.
Yeah.
So are we going to change the name of the podcast?
Nope. We're going to call it Made in the 80s. The 90s years.
See you next week. Bye.